for tapes, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2009 Memorial Day Teaching and Deliverance Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Sunday afternoon, May the 24th, 2009. Tom Stone is the speaker of this service, teaching on the law.
Lord, I just come to you right now. Lord, I thank you and I praise and I glorify you. God, we just come before you humbly, but God, I want to be that man that you said I should be. Lord, speak with authority, speak with the power, and Lord, let you be manifested and me put away. We thank you and we praise you and we glorify you. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I'm going to start. I use this part of the scripture, and we're going to be looking at in Mark chapter 7. Mark chapter 7. And this is where Christ is still here. He hadn't been crucified yet, but he's talking about some things that are very important to us today. We need to know what sin is, sin, and the law points to the sins. And there are some spiritual laws that we're getting free from. How many people believe in here that they've been caught under spiritual laws and was in prison? So these spiritual laws come from the Old Testament, and they come over. And Jesus shows us the way to come out from underneath these laws that we have passed. We are our own judge. We are our own jury. We are our own pronouncer of the sentence over us. Nobody else is. And the devil don't send you to hell. He sure wants to bring it while you're here. And he says unto us that we need to, you know what your daddy did, you know what your mama did. Blah. And the word says you don't have to die for your father's sins. In other words, we can go free if we confess our father's sins. Well, we got to know. Well, just listen to the old people in your family. You know, they'll start talking about who, grandma this one, grandpa that, and if you got alcohol, which there's not a family in here that alcohol hasn't touched. There's no family in here that incest hasn't touched. There's no family in here that probably poverty hasn't touched. And these are all generational curses that are coming down. So all we have, what God wants us to do is to recognize what can come upon us and confess them. My grandpa, great-grandpa, or my ancestors were alcoholics. I bind and command to loose this in the name of Jesus. I renounce it. I will not go that way. And I will walk in freedom in that area. And Jesus, step over to that area. And then if there are adulteries, Lord, I confess adultery in my family tree line. I bind it and break the power and authority in the name of Jesus. Command to loose me right now, and I will not go that way. I step over into this area. You understand? This is walking out your salvation with fear and trembling. Walk over here. Walk over here. Walk over here. Each one of these things. And God wants to come down the generational line. Vain genealogy saying, I am a priest, I am a Levi, I am out of the tribe of Dan. I'm out of the tribe of Judah. I'm a Jew. That don't have nothing to do with it. It does not have nothing to do with it. He is the door. He is the way. And if you can see into the Spirit, when you die, that's exactly where you go. You go into Him. Into Him. And that's what you're hearing this whole entire seminar is repent, 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 repent. And I'm going to tell you something. If a prophet comes to you and starts giving you flowery words, he's not a prophet. Because you read in the Old Testament, every prophet come praying, repent. repent. Because what it does, it brings freedom. It brings life. It brings putting families back together again. And I told the men upstairs, the young lady that you married, it's your responsibility to keep them alive. The woman's the weakest vessel. So what if she rips you up one side down the other? And it happens because that's the only way they can seem to, you know, protect themselves. Forgive them. Forgive them and go on. And ladies, and when you've done that, and all of a sudden, the next day you said, oh man, I shouldn't have done that. You know, I shouldn't have done that. And this headache, you just, oh man, I can't pick my head up. You know. And what's happening is Satan has released a spirit called Hymenaeus into the families and has wanted to mess with you and split you up. The Word says, what God put together, let no man put asunder. I believe that. But if they're... God makes provisions in every area, though. If that a person is so abusive and so vile and so unruly that they will not change, move to the attic. Move to the backside of the property. Move to the backside of the property. And then pray. Pray, pray, pray. That God change somebody. And mainly me. That means everybody say me.
Me.
You think God can change you?
Yes.
How many received a healing this weekend? Man. Everybody just turn around. Keep your hands up. And I praise God for that right there. Look at the healings in this room. It's not all about just, but it's to be whole again.
Yeah.
It's to be made whole again. Jesus wants to make you whole. You know, the 10 lepers that came, and God prayed for this, all 10 of them. All 10 of them were healed, but they walked away. And one came back, and what does the Word say? And he was made whole. Mind, will, and emotions. Our spirit is saved when we confess Jesus Christ. But we need to get our mind, will, and emotions saved. A lot of people say, well, this is inner healing. No, this is salvation. That's the reason why Paul said, work out your salvation with fear and trembling. There are reasons. And then Paul writes Mark, and he says in here, in 7th chapter, and it starts out with a 6th verse, and he says, well, Elisha, the prophet of you and the prophets, as it was written, these people honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. We need a heart transplant. And every one of you in here received a heart transplant in a area. And folks, and God wants to say, go and sin no more. Don't go back into that area. Don't open the door again. You're the one in Revelations that's got to close the door. Learn how to close the door. And Jesus opened the door for you to get healed. Now you need to close the door. It needs to be a relationship. Where's the door? Right here. In your heart. If you had anger and bitterness and you've forgiven that person, don't go back and pick up the anger and bitterness again. Because there's an organ in your body that's called gallbladders. And the spirit of gall and bitterness, you'll lose your gallbladder. And if anybody's in here and lost their gallbladder right now, I say, peace be unto you. Because I guarantee you there's so many people, it's a common thing. They go punch 5 holes in you, they pull out your gallbladder. Guess what? That gall has come out of it, but the sin's still there. And then we need to be prayed for. Cast out that spirit of gall. Let it attack something else in your body. And see, and then if we don't, then it opens it up, and we stay in gall and bitterness and anger and mainly bitterness. It leads to murder. And what happens is when you get into that bitterness, you release a murdering spirit upon you. And the murdering spirit is sometimes called cancer. Do you think cancer will kill you? Will it murder you? Will it do it easy? Will it do it without pain? Because everybody in here has had a family member of some kind be attacked by cancer. And the medical field is looking for the antidote for cancer all over the place. And they're not looking between the pages of the tree of life. See that thing called dates right there? That's the tree of life. A King James or New NIV or whatever, that's the tree of life. And once we get in there, any problem that you got, Jerry teaches on it all the time, if you got a problem, do a word study on it and look it up, repent over those verses, and see if there's not a change comes in your physical body. And if not, you go to somebody of the parishioner, or somebody of faith, a man of the cloth, and pray over you and bind that evil spirit that came into your body, commanded to go, and be made whole. Because we had to... I want to tell one testimony. Right back there, about where Nathan's sitting back there, there was they came in, a couple, just for one service. They didn't hang around. They brought in a little baby, missing one kidney. One, and the other kidney was only half functioning and had a tumor about the size of a fist on his liver. And through the word of knowledge and the spirit of the living God, there was a brand new kidney put in there. The old kidney, the one that was not functioning, began to function, and the tumor was gone from the liver. Jesus done it. God done it. Because a word of knowledge, the Spirit of God is Him wanting to manifest in us. And we're like Moses. All we do is repeat what God said. And that's the law then. It's the law now. But the church put away the law and went into vain doctrines, fables, twisted the words. Well, once I'm saved, I can do anything I want to. No. Wrong. You got to put on the image of Jesus Christ. In other words, you've got to be found in Him and Him in you. There is a difference, friends, brothers and sisters, sweethearts and brothers. There is a difference than just saying, I'm a Christian. What does your life manifest? What does your life put out? Is it negativity all the time? Is it murmuring? We just heard a message about murmuring. There was 2 million people died in the wilderness because of one sin called murmuring. I have a feeling the same effect will take over your bodies today. You stay murmuring. And it's called, name every organ it's in your body. And that's what it could be. Colon cancer. It starts up by antagonation in the family, where the family is just dysfunctional and just tossed in two. And these are laws of God right here. Forgive, repent. Forgive, repent. Let not the sun go down on your wrath. Those are laws. If you don't believe me, just go get mad and continue to go to bed. Without taking care of it. You will die a slow, agonizing death. First relationships, and then you. It is a law. It don't mean that you'll die the next second, although sometimes it will, because if you get mad and your spouse is a schizo and he goes boom, you may die right then. Or if you lose it, you go in there and get the butcher knife and start carving. See what I'm saying? We need to repent quickly. But usually that never happens. It's only with this right here. Those people that don't see it. Can you see it way back there? And every one of you have been cut to asunder by somebody's mouth in this place. But it never brought a drop of blood, but it sure will, you know, it will kill you. And we, it was fool enough when I was about that size. Sticks and stones will break your words, but words will never hurt you. No, they will just kill you. A slow, agonizing death. And they keep coming back. And really, thank you for deliverance right now, in Jesus' name. And that's what the palmer worm, the caterpillar, and the locust is all about. These are the words that you place out there. Those evil words are like pillows of feathers. It's busted and you throw it in the wind. Can you go pick up every feather out of a feather pillow that you've thrown out in the wind? The Holy Spirit can. By deliverance, cancel every one of those curses and set you free. But there is a spirit of pride out there, the pride of life. And it's connected to the lust of the eye and the lust of the flesh and the pride of life. Those three, you connect them together and they are murderers. They are murderers. Hallelujah. And these are laws. I better go back to my lesson. All right. We didn't get it. And it says, but they honor with their lips, but their heart's far from me. Howbeit in vain do they worship me, and teaching the doctrines, for the doctrines of the commandments of men. And it says in the next verse, for laying aside the commandments of God, we have laid away the commandments of God. And they are all in the New Testament. But they're put in an area and a form that you have to look for them. Because the body, quote, quote, the unbelievers can never find them because they are put in there and you have to look with a spiritual eye. You have to look. Because in an intimate relationship, do you just talk about the weather? Huh? No. In an intimate relationship, you talk about, hey, I love you. I desire to be with you. What is your favorite color? What do you like to eat? You know, you want to know about that person. You want to know about God. Well, God's Word is here for us to be into. And He was wanting us to have that intimate relationship. As we learn that, then God will speak back to us. He will drop nuggets. He will drop verses in your mind. Boom, just like that. He'll quicken your mortal mind. And sometimes He'll speak audibly. And Brother Richard was preaching about, you know, if you hear the voice of God behind you and you're going the wrong way. I was the guy that the voice was behind. I was going the wrong way. Thank God. Thank God I had enough sense about me to realize I was going the wrong way. I turn and pan. And that's the only reason why I'm set here right today, because the true living Spirit of the living God spoke to me that day. Turn. Repent. The word of prophecy from heaven came down to me. Repent. Turn. That's what repent means. Turn. You're going the wrong way. And he ain't saying that to all of us, just not to me. I'm talking about he's saying that to the whole church. I'm talking about from the West Coast to the East Coast. Repent, church. Yeah. Internet, and I'm speaking to you right now. Repent of every trivial thing that you've done, especially hard feelings towards one another. And if you want that intimate relationship, because God wants to come down with you in the cool of the day and walk with you, beside you, and talk to you. And He'll give you instructions. He'll tell you who to go to and who you had problems with. And believe me, He'll even make them come back into your life. They move off and you say, well, thank God I don't have to deal with that person. And guess what? And if you don't deal with that one, they'll send you 10 more just like that one. So do it now. And you'll be able to handle that one, that 10 that comes. They'll keep coming because Satan's got an army. And you say this for this fiery dart. He's got this fiery dart. And say, I'm standing here. And this fiery dart will step right here. In my ear. I bind you, fiery dart, in the name of Jesus. Boom. I take another step. There's another one step up there. In my ear. I bind you, fiery dart, in the name of Jesus. And finally, Satan says, hey, we're losing too many guys. We're going to go in a different direction. And then he'll start using your children or something of that nature. or your wife, or your husband, or something of that nature. But see, you still got to bind and loose. Bind them in the name of Jesus, command them to loose you right now. And He gave us the example. He said, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And when they nailed Him to the tree, you wouldn't be able to identify Him. And nobody in this room has been beaten to that extent. Because you're still identifiable today. And I don't see scars on you. And here they were killing Him, and He showed us how to do it. He showed us. And yes, I didn't have a rosy life either. My family was dysfunctional. My dad, when I got between him and the boob tube, is God, get out of my way. Age of 18 and 19, I had a pineocular cyst come up on my tailbone. I believe it was from the kicks I received when I was a child. And that thing bled for about 4 or 5 years. I finally got it operated on. But I started confessing some sins, and I started entering back into the church again. And I got it operated on for nothing. I stayed 5 days in the hospital. God took care of me through repentance. Yes. And if I knew about deliverance, I probably would have never had the knife put to me. And I was still stupid. I still believed in Jesus. But I had an anger problem. And you know, and when you come across Jordan, sometimes you bring a lot of baggage with you, and you don't even know, because you bring your hot buttons with you. You know? And my hot button was used very, very often. Maybe you can even use a faster word than often. Because I stayed angry. And I took out my anger and my rage in framing houses. I was a carpenter. I got so angry, I got so good at driving nails, I could drive 50 pounds a day with no sweat in about 7 hours. You try driving 50 pounds of nails, it becomes demonic. I know a little bit about some demons. To get here, you've got to go there first. Or the trash can. Hey, and it's walking it out, folks. And just because I'm here, I still face situations. I face situations of people when I get in certain areas of preaching the gospel. They'll get up in your face and manifest and say, blah, 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 and turn around and walk out. Is that a fact? Do I have any witnesses in here? That had happened plenty of times. But then I have to then see what happens. Then God deals with a spirit of rejection with me. I have a choice to say, oh man, I blew that. I just might as well sit down. I might as well not preach no more, not tell anybody about you. And then all of a sudden the Lord says, grow up. Grow up. Huh?
Get on with the program.
Get on with the program. Keep on stepping. All of us has got too thin a skin. I'm going to tell you something. You need to almost have alligator skin to survive in the church today. But you don't need to be the alligator. We've got too many of them right now. They'll come up and tell you what for quickly. I'm not coming back to this church because so-and-so is sitting over there. But do you know what they done? Hey, grow up. The Lord even prophesied in that book. He says, the wheat and the tare are going to grow together, and at the end of time, the Father is going to go in and gather up the tares. He will bundle them up and cast them into the fire. It's His job. It's not your job, not my job. Although it has happened, I was put in a place and told somebody that they needed to go on because they refused to repent, and they wanted to stay there. And this particular fellow, he wanted to hit on every female in the church. And even in fact, he did manage to break up one marriage and married the lady, and he had to go on. And believe me, when that happened, my heart was broken, because I desired to see that man set free. But he refused to turn. And guess what? There's a period of time that we have to step up as men and women of God especially if you're in leadership, and be able to take care of it. And Brother Glenn, bless his heart, you know, he does it. And it's not an easy task. It's not an easy task. Because we desire to see people that come through these doors set free. And I know, and we know that it sometimes, walking out to salvation, I didn't get rid of my alcohol at one time. I didn't get rid of my anger all at one time. I didn't get rid of these other situations all at one time, you know. And so guess what, folks? We got to walk it out. We got to walk it out. And what we got right now is a start. Is a start. You hear me? It's a start towards the kingdom of heaven. And as we walk into the kingdom, then God will, each time, He'll add more to you. He'll give you more. He'll take more off. And, you know, some of us is like Vidalia onion, a sweet smell. And some of us are like hot fire, hot onions. So which are you? You choose. I'm not going to put the title on you. Now, what kind of onion are you? But He's going to peel you. And if you don't get peeled now, guess what? He's going to put you on the barbecue. It'll be the real deal. And I don't want to see nobody on the skewer or the on that road right there. Yeah. Hallelujah. All right, let's turn over to talking about the law. Brother Glenn mentioned it earlier. We're going to go read. He just talked about it. Let's go to chapter 17 of Leviticus. And let's start with number 10. It says, "And whatsoever man there be of the house of Israel, or the strangers, or the sojourners among you, that eat any manner of blood, I will even set my face against that soul that eateth the blood, and will cut him off from among the people." What do you think about that? Eating of the blood is a law. Now, let's go to the very first verse in the Bible, of that chapter. Excuse me, not the Bible, but that. "And the Lord said," whose laws is it? And He says, "For the life and the flesh is in the blood, and I have given it unto you the altar to make it an atonement for your souls." Before Jesus, it was atonement. The blood was for atonement. It was a foretelling of Him coming. Hallelujah. Thank you. "And it was given unto them for the altar to make an atonement for their souls, for it is the blood that maketh an atonement for the souls." Now, and what it's saying today is every sin has to be confessed. And see, this is a sin. Look up here. Everybody wake up. This is a sin, and it's placed under the blood. Can you see it now? God can't see it then. Talking about every sin, every sin. He wants to also do this right here. He wants the anointing to come down and cover you, and cover you. And then He wants to go into you, that covering, and you can pull it out and apply that covering to somebody else by forgiving their sins. The Word says, "The sins you remit, I remit also." But He says, "The sins you retain, I retain them, and you retain them." But that same measure you retain them, the same judgment you will be judged. Is that a law? Where is it found? In Matthew. Yeah. Is it in the New Testament? Is there laws? Hallelujah. Eating of the blood is one of them. Because now, as we have seen here over the years, we've seen people that eat their steaks raw, and they got a beastly nature. They're most of them are very violent. You take boxers and wrestlers and football players and stuff, and they eat this stuff and they get violent on. You watch the NFL football teams play. They go out there and try to take each other's heads off. But they eat a tremendous amount of protein. They invite evil spirits, beastly spirits into them. They don't realize this. But God says not to eat the blood thereof. And a lot of them eat it almost raw. You know, I've seen a lot of them cowboys. They said, just flip it over, just warm it, and serve it. Yeah, man. Almost get it warm as the carcass came off of it. you know, when it was alive. And these things will manifest. One of the diseases that's connected to it is lupus. Hallelujah. And let's go on. As it says right here. And it's the blood is to make atonement for the soul. And I said unto you that the children of Israel, and no soul of you shall eat the blood, neither shall any of these strangers that sojourn among you that you should eat the blood. And whosoever or whatsoever man there of the children of Israel or the strangers or the sojourners among you that hunteth and catches a beast or a fowl and may be eaten, but he shall even pour out the blood thereof and cover it with the dust. In other words, they start saying kosher. And the blood needs to come out now. And it needs to be covered over. It needs to be covered over. For it is the life of all flesh, the blood of it is for the life thereof. And therefore I said unto the children of Israel, thou shalt eat, thou shalt not eat the blood of no manner of flesh. For the life of all flesh is the blood thereof. And whosoever shall eat it be cut off. Now, you go, and not so much young people, but you get older in age, and you start having cholesterol problems, and this and that, and they'll take you off of red meat, they'll take you off of pork, they'll take you off all these high proteins, and put you back on pretty much a lean meat, turkey, chicken, and get you back down to where we really need to be at all times. There's a reason. There's a chemical reason. There's a mathematical reason. Because the body will not handle it. And see, and what kind of meat do they advertise today that would be the best meat on the market? Huh? No, I mean in the beef realm. Angus. Angus beef. And see what they do, they put on feedlots over in Texas or in some places in your state too, in Arkansas. And they start feeding them all this protein and stuff like that. And they cause a marbling in the meat. That means the fat is entwined in the meat. And the word says, thou shalt not eat the fat thereof, nor the blood. So here you eat prime rib, and it's got the most fat in it. And then you say, and it's never served completely done. It's always pink, and the blood's still running. So, now, I'm raining on some people's parades, I have a feeling. But it's the Word. It's the Word. And every soul that eateth it, which is dieth of itself, which is torn of the beast, and whether it be a one or the his own country, or a stranger, shall both wash their clothes and bathe himself in water, and it be unclean until the evening. Then it shall be clean. Because if it's not bled out right, you're going to get a large portion of the blood, and it's not going to be good for you. Not going to be good for you. Now these are laws that still apply, and that's don't have nothing to do with the priest's laws. This is one of the laws that God set and ordained, and is still there today. But now let's go to 18. Let's read the first verse. And the Lord spake. Now whose law is it? Okay. And let's jump down to 5. And ye shall not therefore keep my commandments, thou shalt keep my commandments and my judgments, which if a man do, he shall, and live in them, I am the Lord thy God. He wants you to live in, and he says, and you will live in them. But he says, none of you shall approach any of your nearest kinmen to him to uncover their nakedness, and I am the Lord. Now he starts laying down some laws. And this is, it talks about a family in every way that you could put a family together. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. The nakedness of thy father is the nakedness of thy mother, and thou shalt not uncover. She is thy mother. Thou shalt not uncover her nakedness. Verse 8, the nakedness of thy father, wife, thou shalt not uncover. And it is thy father's nakedness. And this is, if you do this, it's incest. Period. And it says in verse 9, and the nakedness of thy sister and thy daughters of thy fathers, or the daughters of thy mothers, which, whether it be born at home or abroad, even their nakedness shall be not uncovered. And so we're talking about a family. If the father went over and had another family in Germany, and you are in the United States and you get together, you better not mess with them, because it winds up incest. And it lets things come down the pike, and we have to deal with a lot of that. So, but God is capable. And I'm not saying go do it by any means just to see God work. I'm saying don't do it. I'm saying repent from it in the name of Jesus. And the nakedness, verse 10, and the nakedness of thy sons and daughters, and the daughters of even the nakedness of thy shalt not uncover. In other words, sister and brother. There is thine own kinsman. Verse 11, the nakedness of thy father's wife's daughter is begotten to thy father, and she is thy sister. Thou shalt not uncover her nakedness. Verse 12, thou shalt not uncover the nakedness of thy father's sister, and she is the father's nearest kinsman. Verse 13, thou shalt not uncover thy nakedness of thy mother and sister. She is thy mother's nearest kinswoman. Verse 14, thou shalt not uncover the nakedness of thy father's brother, nor thou shalt not approach his wife. She is thy aunt. 15, thou shalt not uncover the nakedness of thy daughter-in-law. And she is thy son's wife. Thou shalt not uncover her nakedness. Thou shalt not uncover the nakedness of thy brother's wife, for she is thy brother's nakedness. Thou shalt not uncover the nakedness of a woman and the daughter, neither shalt thou take thy son's daughter or thy daughter's daughters to uncover their, and for they are the nearest kinswoman. It is wickedness. So God's giving even worse than that, wickedness, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, and puts every family together. Okay, I was getting to that. Did you hear that? Was it clear? In other words, thou shalt not have sex with them. Neither shalt thou take a wife or to thy sister, nor vex her, nor uncover her nakedness, because she is in her lifetime. Would one lady say what this is? Menstrual cycle. In other words, it's a no-no. It's a no-no. Now, it brings on sickness. It brings on sickness. Also, thou shalt not approach unto a woman to uncover her nakedness as long as she is put apart for her uncleanness. Moreover, thou shalt not lie carnally with thy neighbor's wife, to defile thyself with her. In other words, adultery. Now, unfortunately, this next one, this gets a little deeper. And thou shalt not let any of thy seed pass through the fire of Moloch. Neither shalt thou profane the name of God. I am the Lord. How many people know what Moloch is? If you don't, I'll fix to tell you. Moloch is the spirit of abortion. That's Leviticus chapter 18, 21, if you want to write a side note in your Bible. So God says it is a law that life is taken, life is required. But through deliverance, through repentance, through forgiveness, God can set you free. Hallelujah. Now, let me set... kind of stall on this one here a minute. Now, the lady, unfortunately, she is caught in this situation. But I'm going to add to it. Any man that counsels you to get an abortion, or any minister or any lady even if she's not part of it, they are a connection. If a robber robs a bank and you're with him, you're guilty. You're going down too. And so, folks, it's a law. It came across Jordan. It came across the line. It came across, and it has to be one of those things that we repent for our ancestors. Whether we're caught in it or whether they were, it's there. It's there. And unfortunately, what it amounts to is the child is an inconvenience to their lifestyle. And it'd be an open shame to them because they got caught in their sin. Abstinence is the best way to handle that situation if you're unmarried. Abstinence means to stay away. Do not do. Leave alone. Now, folks, also, and if we're required, he says, to study to show thyself approved, also meditate upon his word day and night and teach it from one generation to the next generation, next generation, next generation. Well, you say, I'm too old to become a missionary or a preacher or whatever. No, you're still old enough to tell your grandchildren. And just don't tell them, don't do it. Tell them why. Show it to them in the Word. In other words, study to show thyself approved. Go to the Word and say, this is what will happen to you if you do this. If you do this. Verse 22, thou shalt not lie with any mankind as womankind. It is an abomination. What does that mean to you? Homosexual act. Male to male. And then the next verse, and neither shalt thou lie with any beast to defile thyself thereof, neither shalt thou any woman stand before a beast or lie down thereto. It is confusion. You want insanity to be in your family? And unfortunately, there's lots of these things that happen in the past because the preacher would not stand up and take the heat. They say, how dare you get up and teach against sex and or a sex thing in church? God wrote it. God wrote it. It is a law. And our churches are full of damaged people because of it. It is a closet sin. You see actors all the time coming out and say, my father raped me or molested me. Now you're seeing it more so in males. And even in a lot of churches, we have song leaders. We have youth pastors. We got all kinds of parishioners, priests that are pedophiles that's preying on young men in the church today. Where is the church going? To hell in a handbasket. But it will be a following away because it's going to grow so rough and so tough that they will fall away from the church and they will come to people that has the truth. And guess what? I'm looking at the people that has received the truth right now. And we're responsible to share that truth with them. And I know this is not a favorite topic. I know it's not. But I want to tell you, it's my responsibility as a watchman to tell you. If I see the rattling of the sabers and I don't tell you and they come in and cut your head off, your blood is on my hands. But if I tell you and you receive it and you abstain, we all stay together. But if I tell you and you go do it anyway, the blood is on your hands. See, when you become a minister in Jesus Christ, it's a life and death situation. And these people on TBN that's just preaching the glory, hallelujah, gospel, you know, and let me send you an anointed cloth for $25 or $50 or $1,000. Lord, let me send you an autographed Bible, you know, for the same amount and not teaching you repentance. Send me a tithe of $10,000 and God will give you $100,000. Spirit of false recompense. In other words, I scratch your back, you scratch mine. It's false. And guess what? There's a little hotter degree for those folks that teach wrong, that lead you wrong and don't bring you to repentance where you can have salvation, where you can have healing, where you can have deliverances. Now, how many hands did I see, or you guys see, as you turned around and looked, that had healings this weekend? Lasting healings. Especially when you go and sin no more. You close the door. You become the doorkeeper. You close the door to your sins. Verse 24, defile not yourselves in any of these things, for they are all of these things the nation that defileth it, which is cast out before you. It was the Jebusites, Canaanites, Hittites, all those battles they fought in the wilderness was cast out. There's also practice in Egypt, the same thing. And the Lord told Israel not to let them go in there and have communication with them. And then we have Solomon, that he was a wise guy until he started marrying. A wise guy until he started marrying. And then he asked all the gods of all these women to come in and they can worship together. I'm going to leave it there. You can follow that one on out yourselves. And I hope and pray you do. Hope and pray you do. And the land is defiled thereof, and I do visit with iniquities thereupon. And the land shall vomit out your inhabitations. And guys and women, ladies, children, because every one of you are a child, because every one of you had a mother, so you're a child. But the greater thing, if you have received Jesus Christ, you are a child of the living God. He was never dead. He was never asleep. His ear was never slack. And he heareth and he sees, and his eyes are not blind. And just because everybody in this situation that you've done has died and gone on, and you're thinking, well, nobody knows. Wrong. God knows. And guess what? You're an open book and somebody can come and read your mail. They can read your mail. How many people want their mail read? I don't see any. Well, you better start raising your hand, because if your mail is read, then you won't become an Ananias and Sapphira. And you deal with it properly. His mail was read and he dealt with it improperly. He lied to the Holy Ghost. In other words, spew you out. That's what happened to Ananias and Sapphira. They were spewed out that very hour that they lied to the Holy Ghost. They were cut off. Cut off means dead. And you shall keep my statutes and my judgments and shall not commit any of these abominations. This law that I wrote, read to you, is an abomination. To who? To God. And we commit abominations, we're fighting against who? Now, if we know it is a sin and we commit it, what is it? Iniquity. In other words, it's a deliberate sin. And there's a little stiffer consequence to an iniquity. Now, you folks have received lots of truth this weekend. Now, it brings you to a higher level, because you know now. And it puts a responsibility on you. Because it says, know ye not, you're the temple of the Holy Spirit, and which temple are you? If you defile that temple, I, God, will destroy it. Now, I want you to walk in life, and life more abundant. You know, we was having a good time until I got into the law. And then it got really, really quiet. Yeah, really quiet. I mean, I could have dropped a pen up here and I believe you could have heard it. I mean, drop it on this carpet. And guys, I'm not here to condemn you. I'm here to give you some information that you can set yourselves free. And the freedom is to repent. I done it. I confess it as sin. I will repent from it. I turn from it. I break covenant with it. I will not do it again. In Jesus' name. Do I need to go further? And in abominations, it says, neither of any of your own nations and transgressors and strangers that sojourn among you, for all these are abominations have the men of the land and which are before you, and he's spewing, I mean, they fought against them, and the land is defiled. Sometimes we live on land that's defiled. Sometimes we live in houses that's defiled. You just have turmoils. You know, and when you're unfortunately, when you don't have enough money to supply your own new home, you have to rent other houses. And then you move in where defilements are done. And so then, if you don't watch it, then all kinds of spirits can jump on you when you move into these houses without going through and spiritually cleaning it. In other words, ask the Holy Spirit, what's going on there? I was assistant pastor of a little Pentecostal church, and this lady, she kept having thoughts about committing suicide. And they asked us to come over and pray through the house. Well, they had central air. Central air means every room, even the closets, are the same temperature. Right? All right, we started walking through there, and all of a sudden we got to the hallway, and it got cold as ice. Not only me, but everybody came to that spot. We're cold. We started looking through the history of that house, and there was a man committed suicide in the hallway of that house. And this thing kept tormenting her because she was fully clean. She had, you know, she had problems. But this thing attached to her. See, and this is ground that's defiled. So we bound the spirit of suicide in that hallway, commanded to go out. The temperature became the same. It moved from there to the hallway and to the closet, the linen closet. When I opened it up, boy, it stunk just like death itself. We bound the spirit of death and commanded to leave that closet. All the rooms started smelling all the same. All the temperature in the house was the same. And even she walked in the room and she felt calmer in that hallway. But we went outside, I came back to that door, and it was 100 degrees outside, and that cold, clammy smell was right outside that door. We had to bind it, command it to leave that property. Some of the land, folks, that we do live on can be defiled. I know in the West where a lot of them, and in places in the North where they fought the Civil Wars, they are a thing called poltergeist. Poltergeists are noisy spooks, and they'll swing open doors and they'll close doors, and some people just live right along with it, and some people drive them completely crazy. But they can't live on the land because it's been defiled. And we allow this because we, as human beings, as the church of the living God, turn it to His law to no effect by twisting it and demonizing the words. Denominations only pick and choose. They pick and choose. I'm not just picking on one. I'm saying when a denomination picks and chooses on what they believe and what's real, and they twist it. I can do anything I want to. I'm saved. No. And we talked about it already. You've got to come into Him. And when you actually die, your spirit will go right into it. I had a dear friend that she was able to see her love. When he died, that's the first corpse I ever seen with a smile on his face. I mean, that was strange. But she said she was in the room when he passed, and she saw into the spirit realm, and he went into the shoulder of Christ. Now, I may have rained on somebody's parade, and you know, I want a three-room, six-room house and three-room car garage in heaven. It's Him. And His name is highly exalted. It is a name above any other name. In Jesus. Glory. In glory. Hallelujah. In verse 28, I'm going to read that again. In the land that spew you not out, as also when it be defiled, as it is spews you out, that nation that were before you. Alright, guess what? The United States is becoming more defiled all the time. It's becoming more defiled. And guys, ladies, we need to take our land back. And it's starting with you. I'm talking about this land. What are you made out of? Earth. Take back this land. Take back this body. Take back this temple that you live in. Because you have the right to take it back. And somebody's fooled you. Fooled you. In Jesus' name. Come on again and correct me again.
Praise God.
Wonderful. That's what we need. Linda, one of our members here, works for the sheriff in Arkadelphia. And she called a while ago and asked that we all pray. One of the deputies had an accident on a four-wheeler. And they just airlifted him to Little Rock to University of Arkansas. And they want us to pray for him. Yeah. His name is Brad Mayhew. Lord God, we lift up Brad Mayhew right now in Jesus' name. Lord, we take the time, Father, because his life is very important, Lord God. And Lord God, we claim him for the kingdom of God right now. We bind that spirit of violence. We bind it and break the power of authority. I bind that spirit of death in Jesus' name. Command to loose that man for the glory of the Heavenly Father only. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And I speak life. I speak comfort back to that sheriff department right now in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father, and we praise you and we glorify you. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Verse 30. And he said, therefore shall you keep mine ordinance that I commit not anyone to the obligations and customs which were committed before you, that ye defile not yourselves therein. I am the Lord thy God. In other words, he's saying, you keep my commandments and my statutes, and they are not the commandments of man, but you will live and not die. What is the law for? To show us what sin is. It's to show us what we repent of. To repent of. It shows us that where we went wrong. And just like when Brother Kling comes and corrects me, or I'm willing to take the correction. Are you willing to take the correction from the Heavenly Father?
Yes.
Because Glenn's just a man.
Yes.
But there is an office that he holds.
Yes.
But guess what? God holds all the offices.
Yes.
God holds them all. And he's the final yes or no. And guess what? It will be yes or no. It will not be maybe, probably. It will be yes or no. You go here or you come here. You go there, come here. Go there, come here. Or it may be go there, go there, go there, go there, and come here. And go there, go there, go there, and go there, go there, and then come here. On that heavenly highway, that happens. Because wide is the gate to destruction, and narrow is the gate, and few there that find it up. And folks, I have a feeling you found some word that puts you on that heavenly highway. But now, and guess what? It's narrow like this right here. But guess, we do this unfortunately, and we don't even realize it. Sometimes we get on here and we do this number, you know. And sometimes we might even step over in this aisle. But God wants us to call us back to center. And then sometimes we may go down the road and we step over here in this aisle. But now, these side turns is, one of them is the earthly side, or the earthly side, because I'm not going to pick on just one side. Because a lot of times that kind of has Well, you picked on my side, you know. Because it could be either side. Or the same thing, you turn it into the earthly side and you get into a spiral, a circular move, and you just keep going around and around in circles. And you want to go somewhere, but you cannot because you're caught in this circle. You just go around and around and around until you repent and get back on the heavenly highway. But now, if we don't watch ourselves, we can get into the knowledge of this right here. And we want to go and say, well, this is blah, 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 blah on you. You know, you got to repent. It may be truth. But the way it was presented and not in the right timing, it becomes death to you because they discredit you and they will not hear word from you no more. And you watch them die. And that's hard to do. And that becomes a religious spirit. And see, and we wobble over here and all of a sudden we go down this road and we become so spiritually minded until we're no human, no good to nobody. And unfortunately, it becomes witchcraft when you get over in that area.
Amen.
Yeah. And so we got to come back to the center. When we come back to the center and we start repenting and we start back on that intimate road with Him, then we get free. And we are healed. And I love the hands that were healed this weekend. And I say, I want you to keep your healings. I don't want you to go back and lose them. Because, you know, it's not worth it, folks. It's not worth it. I mean, I don't like pain. Do you like pain?
No.
But it's willing to give you a good dose of it. Now, how much pain you like? I was dealing with this young man, and he had these migraine headaches all the time, but he wanted to rule and reign the house, and he's 12 years old. I said, and he was all calm, and I started telling him about it. And you said, and you want to tell your parents what to do. I said, what kind of job you got? He says, I don't have one, but in the summertime I mow yards. I said, can you pay the rent on this place? He said, no. Can you pay the utilities on this place? Utilities is $200-$300 a month, you know, gas and electricity and water all together. You know, no. I said, it's not your time then, son. I said, you have no right to rule. And then all of a sudden you start getting mad. I said, well, how much of a headache do you want? And he said, God, quit talking like this. Quit talking like this. You're causing my head to hurt. I said, all you have to do is repent. And finally, after the headaches almost got him in the floor, he finally said, forgive me. I said, can you ask your dad for forgiveness and repent? He said, Dad, would you forgive me? His father, of course, said yes. He said, now you need to ask your mother. She can forgive you. Yes? Now confess it as sin. He confessed the sin, the headache went away just like that. How much of a headache do you want? How much of a headache? And I'm telling you, the next time you start getting a headache, you just stop. You just stop and start repenting and forgiving people. And see if it don't work better than Advil. That's right. Or Bayer's aspirin, which all it does is sting your blood down when it rushes faster through your blood, through your bloodstream. And you get too much aspirin and then you start bleeding out. The younger people don't do it so much, but they bleed intestinally and it's inside. The older people start bleeding out under the skin. Just how much do you want to do to yourself? And see that thermostat over there? That controls the cooling in here. It also controls the heat. Now we need to become the thermostat instead of the mercury that goes up and down.
Right.
And by the way, it says, thou shalt not eat the fish that don't have scales thereof. And guess what's in there? Mercury. All bottom feeding fish has mercury in it. So, I'm raining on somebody's parade.
Keep raining.
And, you know, it's my job to tell you about it. And it's your job to do something about it. And I don't condemn you if you continue to do what you're doing or have done. Yeah, the blood's not on my hands. It don't have scales, does it? That's what the Word says. Yeah. Yeah. Hey, I didn't say it. I can turn right over there and show it to you, you know. Yeah. Hey, I tell you what. When I was in the world, I thought that fat tasted good. And if the meat didn't have fat in it, it wouldn't taste good. Matter of fact, when I first found this, started seeing that God's law was really real, I went out and bought a beef that was just grass-fed. And we had it taken and bled out properly and butchered and put in the freezer. And I'm telling you what, that meat was the hardest stuff to eat that I ever saw because there wasn't no fat in it. You know, and it tasted completely different, but it was better for me. Yeah. Yeah. But anyway, and really, let's get off of that because you can get in such a deep doctrine. We can have a split right down the middle of church, and I'm not into church splits. But it's my responsibility to tell you about it. It's your responsibility to do something about it. So don't come crying on my shoulders. But I will pray for you to get healed. I will do that. Amen. Did anybody hear some things that will benefit them? All right. Because, see, that's just another step to your healings. You know, that would be another step. And the church needs to become pure and cleaner and come towards God. Hallelujah. Let's all stand up. Wiggle around a little bit. Hey, guess what? You all passed the test. I didn't see one eye close. Hallelujah. I guess I put the fear of God in you that I come over and, like the early church, they'd have this long stick about 10, 12 foot long and reach across the pews and they'd knock you on the head if you fall asleep. Hallelujah. Repeat after me.
I believe
that Jesus came and was manifested in the flesh. And he was crucified, buried, and rose again, and sitting at the right hand of the Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Now we invite you, Father, to enter into this room, to enter into me, and mess with my stuff. In Jesus' name. All right, you sit down. You can sit down now. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Lord, I thank you. Lord, you heard the confession of the people in Jesus' name. Lord, we take the power and authority right now over this situation. I bind and break every foul and evil spirit right now in this room. I bind every spirit of witchcraft, every spirit of doubt, fear, arguments in Jesus' name. I bind them up and break the power and authority of it in the name of Jesus. Blood covenants with your Father. I break them in Jesus' name. I break that blood covenant right now in Jesus' name. I break it and bind it. I break that ungodly soul tie right now in Jesus' name. I break it and command to loose you right now in Jesus' name. Come off the people right now. All blood covenants towards your Father. I break them and bind them in the name of Jesus. Command to loose you right now in Jesus' name. All blood covenants, all ungodly soul ties. In Jesus' name, if you dishonored your father and mother, in the name of Jesus, I break that dishonor right now over your father. In Jesus' name, I release you from that death curse. In Jesus' name, I cancel the assignment of the Green Reaper over you right now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, I break all ungodly soul ties between you and your mother. I cut those apron strings right now in Jesus' name. I bind every Jezebelic spirit that came from your mother in the name of Jesus. I bind and break the power and authority of it and command to loose them right now. In Jesus' name, all blood covenants, ungodly blood covenants with your mother, I break it and command to loose you right now. In Jesus' name, all ungodly soul ties, I bind and break the power and authority of it, command to loose you right now. In Jesus' name, I sever it right now. In Jesus' name, you go. I break all ungodly soul ties with your brother right now. In Jesus' name, male or female, I break it and command to loose you right now. In Jesus' name. I bind that all spirits with your brother right now in Jesus' name. All ungodly soul ties in Jesus' name. Blood covenants, I break it and bind it. Command loose it right now in Jesus' name. All blood covenants with your sister right now. I bind all sister covenants right now. Soul ties, bad soul ties with your sister in Jesus' name. Hatred, murder, bind and break the power and authority. Command loose them right now. Command other people right now in Jesus' name. All soul ties, I bind and break the power and authority. Command loose them in Jesus' name. Loose them right now, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Move. Move up. Come out, in Jesus' name. All evil soul ties with the uncle. I break and bind the spirit with the uncle right now, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Break all blood covenants with the uncle, in the name of Jesus. Bind it and break it. All evil soul ties, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I break the bind and command it to loose them, in the name of Jesus. All evil soul ties with the ants, in the name of Jesus. I break and bind, command, loose them, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I break and bind all stepsisters. Loose them right now. Of soul ties and blood covenants right now. In Jesus' name. All stepsisters right now, in Jesus' name. Half-sisters. I bind and break the power and authority of in the name of Jesus. Whether it be totally not blood-related, but yet it's living in the same house, same situation going on. In Jesus' name. I bind and break the power and authority of in the name of Jesus. I break all stepbrothers, soul ties and blood covenants right now in Jesus' name. I break and command to loose you right now, whether it be your half-brother or your stepbrother, in the name of Jesus. I break and bind and command to loose these people right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. The Word says if they're born here or abroad, you don't be defiled by them, in the name of Jesus. Command them right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All cousins, I bind the spirit of cousins, male cousins. I command every spirit of the male cousin to come out right now in Jesus' name. I bind that spirit of kissing cousin in Jesus' name. Command them to loose them right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus. The male cousins, come out of them right now in Jesus' name. All cousins, come out of them right now in Jesus' name. Move up and come out. Manifest yourself and go. Go. Go in the name of Jesus. Come out of them right now in Jesus' name. All female cousins right now. I bind and break the power and authority and blood covenants of female cousins right now in Jesus' name. I bind and break the power and command to loose you. Loose them right now in Jesus' name. And loose them right now. Come out of them. Move up and come out. Move up and come out. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Move up and come out. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All sons and daughters in Jesus' name. I break the blood covenants in Jesus' name with that. In Jesus' name. Bind and break the power and authority and command to loose you. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise you. I bind and break every spirit of defilement over these vessels in Jesus' name. Spirit of defilement, go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I break that spirit of abomination right now in Jesus' name. I cancel the assignment of the abomination in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. For the Lord, if He's for you, who can be against you? But guess what? If you're against Him, you're on the wrong side. And bind the spirit of abomination right now in Jesus' name. Command to loose you right now in Jesus' name. Come out of the people right now in Jesus' name. I bind every spirit of homosexuality right now, male to male, whether it be pedophilia in Jesus' name. I bind it, break the power and authority of pedophile in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. All sexual sins around pedophile in the name of Jesus. Bind and break the power and authority of in the name of Jesus. All homosexual spirits, I bind and take this authority of it in the name of Jesus. And the Word it calls a perverse spirit. I bind that perverse spirit in the name of Jesus. You come out of them right now in Jesus' name. I bind and break the power and authority of it. Command and loose you in Jesus' name. All lesbian spirits right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Woman to woman, girl to girl in Jesus' name. I bind and break the power and authority of it in the name of Jesus. Command and come out of them right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I bind that spirit. Command and loose the people right now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Go. Go right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I bind that spirit of beastology in the name of Jesus. Laying with beasts in the name of Jesus. I bind and break the power and authority in the name of Jesus. That includes letting a dog sleep in the bed with you. I bind and break the power and authority in the name of Jesus. Command and loose you. All inherent affections, come out of them. Come out of them right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Manifest yourself and go. In Jesus' name. Loving that dog, loving that cat more than you do a human being. In Jesus' name. Inherent affection, move up, come out. In Jesus' name. All spirits alive, lying with a beast. In the name of Jesus. I bind that and break that power and authority in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Move up, come out. Manifest your go and go. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Go. In Jesus' name. I take this defiled land back in the name of Jesus. I'm going to the enemy's camp, and I'm taking back what is stole from God. and move. You come out of them right now in Jesus' name. Come out of them right now in Jesus' name. I bind and break the power and authority of it in the name of Jesus. I bind that spirit of eating of the blood in the name of Jesus. Now bind it and break the power and authority of it in the name of Jesus. Command to loose you in Jesus' name. Loose them right now in Jesus' name. Eating of the blood. Move up and come out. Manifest yourself and go in Jesus' name. Eating raw meat. I bind it. Command to loose you in Jesus' name. I release them from any tapeworm, any parasite right now in Jesus' name that come out. I speak a healing to their intestines in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Eating the fat thereof in the name of Jesus. I bind up that spirit of fat and grease. I bind and break the power and authority of it and command to loose you in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Did you know in pork that there's a disease called trichinosis? That you can cook that stuff until it's 750 degrees and it will not kill that enzyme. And any fur-bearing animal that's got hair on the paws has the same enzymes in them. Name. I break it and bind it in Jesus' name. Command to loose you in Jesus' name. Bind it in Jesus' name. All trichinosis spirits, which they diagnose as arthritis, I bind all spirits of arthritis right now in Jesus' name. Command it, come out of the people. Come out of the people right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Come out right now in Jesus' name. All trichinosis, all arthritis, you come out of them right now in Jesus' name. I bind that spirit of swine right now in Jesus' name. That swine flu that came across the country. I bind and break the power and authority in the name of Jesus. Command to loose you right now. All swine flu, all swine symptoms right now. I bind and break the power and authority and command to loose them right now in Jesus' name. Loose the people right now. Loose them right now in Jesus' name. Toxiliocus that comes from birds in the name of Jesus. All birds in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. They fly around in the house and they poop on your bed and poop on your clothes and on your dishes in the name of Jesus. I bind that spirit in the name of Jesus. Command it. Come off them right now in Jesus' name. Toxiliocus in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I bind and break the power and authority in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All chicken diseases. Come out of them right now in Jesus' name. Lord, we bind that spider that's gone up in the Queen's Palace right now. And gone up in the Queen's Palace. All migraine headaches I bind and break the power and authority. Man, loose them right now. Loose them out of their heads right now in Jesus' name. I pray a crop failure to that spider in Jesus' name. Command to loose the people right now in Jesus' name. I pull out the stakes that hold the webs down over their minds. I pull it out. I pull it out. I pull it out right now in Jesus' name. All pressure behind the eyes in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, all pressure of the eyeball. I command it to come normal right now in Jesus' name. I break the power and authority that's been sent against the people. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Come out of them right now, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. We thank you, we praise you, and we glorify you. In Jesus' name. Feeling lighter? Feeling lighter? Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you for the deliverance, Lord God. I speak a healing. Lord, I ask for all the infirmity spirits that came out of these people right now to be bound up. Take them out of this room. Take them off this premises. I bind the back spirit of backlash and retaliation, the spirit of nemesis. I bind and break the power and authority of it right now in Jesus' name. I pray for a hedge of protection over the people right now in Jesus' name. I say, close, door. Be closed in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. We just thank you and we praise you and we glorify you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.